Siddur Snippets is sponsored generously by the Saka family, member of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Saka. We have to get past the opening words of the Amidah, so it'll be this the last night on these opening words we spent so much time on already. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avoseinu. We spoke about the Baal Shem Tov, the balance, all of our relationship with Hashem as a duality, the tension, the dual components of a relationship we forged and formed on our own. Elokeinu, He's our God. We see Him, we feel Him, we surrender to Him, and He's Elokei Avoseinu. We also have to know that He's the God of our forefathers, the balance between the two. And then we spoke, why not more efficiently say, Elokei Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov? Why do we break it out? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, and Elokei Yaakov. Most fundamental is, these opening brachas are what? Which section of the Amidah? Shavach. The Gemara says, Lola Misadir Adam Shavach Hoshamakom. A person should first begin with praising God before we turn to make requests of Him. So if you're going to praise God, I understand the words we're about to get to. Kela, Gadol, Gibor, Vanora, those are all different. We'll have to break down what seem like synonyms, what they really mean, what differentiates them. But I understand those are praises of Hashem. They're each attributes of His greatness, of His strength, of His might, of His power. But the fact that He's the God of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, how is that a shevach? How is that a praise for Hashem? How is that a praise for Hashem? So if Yitzchak Volozhiner writes, he says, you know, poor person in the town is going to go to a wealthy person to help him. So if he says, hey, I have no money, you have money, can you pay for my things? Then the wealthy person may or may not respond. But if he says, you know, your grandfather had a lot of money, and my grandfather also struggled, and your grandfather was always incredibly kind to my grandfather, could you help me out? Then the fact that you praise, it's in your family, your grandfather, this runs in the genes. There's a precedent and a history and a relationship. So that's a form of praise, says Ritzik Volozhiner. Say, Hashem, remember how good you were to my grandfathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? That's the Shevach Shamakom. You're praising Hashem in the context of invoking the relationship Hashem had with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But the Rishas Chachma understands a little bit differently. Rishas Chachma understands Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. It's not that we're invoking Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov because we're praising Hashem by thinking about mere mortals, finite people, our great-great-grandfathers, but rather, whom are we praising? Hashem. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, by being different. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, by specializing in different extraordinary attributes, revealed different components or parts of Hashem. So when we say Elokei Avraham, we're talking about a God who values chesed. Because Avram is the gomel chesed, the choboy olam. Avram is the one who plants the ishal beber sheva, and he calls out to Hashem's name. Avram is the epitome, the model, the paradigm of loving kindness. So the Elokei Avram, Avram exposes, reveals us to the God of chesed. And Yitzchak, Yitzchak is gvura, he's kovesh yitzro. Yitzchak survives the Akedah. He overcomes. Yitzchak is able to show tremendous strength and might. And Elokei Yitzchak is revealing that component within Hashem. And Yaakov is Midas Esak HaTorah. Yaakov is the Ish Emes. So he reveals, he exposes us to that component of Hashem. Says the Reish Chachma, the reason this is Shvach HaShemakom, this is included in the bracha of praising Hashem, because each of them revealed a different aspect, a different component, a different part of Hashem. Another interpretation says, Hashem chose Avram, Hashem chose Yitzchak, Hashem chose Yaakov. We're talking about Elokei Avram Shebachar BaAvraham. Hashem chose each one, and we should feel that we're chosen. We should feel that we're charged with a task, a mission, a purpose. Like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, each had something to fulfill. Each transformed the world in their own way. That we too, as we go into this Amidah, we're trying to calibrate why we're asking what we're asking. We could ask for what we want because it serves our needs. Or we could ask because we say, Hashem, if you give me wisdom, and you give me health, and you give me wealth, and justice, and redemption, and all the themes of Amidah, why am I asking for those things? Not so that I can have the most comfortable and happy and convenient life. Why do I want those things? Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. You chose each of them, and I know you chose me for a purpose and for a mission. But if I don't have the resources, and if I don't have the health and the strength, then how can I fulfill my unique mission in this world? So just like Hashem, you chose Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, you were Bocher, you chose each one, you've chosen me, you've chosen us. And that now sets the table, that now is the foundation of the Amidah. I'm about to ask for all the things I'm going to ask for, not for my own benefit or pleasure, I'm asking for them because I can best serve you if I have them. And lastly, the final interpretation, with this will end, these opening words of the Amidah, is I think maybe the most powerful. I think about it almost every Shmona Esrei, when I can remember to concentrate on that most important first bracha. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Each had their own different relationship. Avram, we know, is characterized. What tefillah did Avram introduce? Shacharis. It's this week's parsha. Hashem says, Eschal Agoy Gadol, Avarecha, I'm going to make you wealthy, fame, fortune, wealth. You're going to have it all. It's going to be incredible. Avram lives with a clarity. Avram is Boker. Avram is Shacharis. Avram is when he can see, Lahagid Baboker Chastecha. Yitzchak is what Mida? Yitzchak is Mincha. It's called Mincha. It's the most inconvenient part of the day. Those who separate Mincha Marav, daven Mincha in the middle of the day, it's inconvenient. In the middle of your day, Mincha means a matana, a gift. We're delivering a great gift to God. You know, now with the clock change, if you were in Manhattan and working, or wherever you are that you're working, if you can find a way to squeeze a Mincha in, all the more so with a minyan, what a gift you're giving Hashem. It's not easy. It's not easy to be able to coordinate. And Yitzchak is the middle of the day, what Mincha represents. And Yaakov's life was filled with emunas chabalelos. Yaakov introduces us to Maariv. So lest you think that there's one relationship with Hashem that permeates the morning, the afternoon, and the evening, a shachris and a mincha and a Maariv, and Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, there are days in our life, there are hours or minutes in our life that are Avram minutes. Oh, Hashem, I see you there. I have confidence that you're there. I have complete clarity that you're there. Everything is amazing. Everything is bright and light, and I can see and I can understand, and I'm grateful, and I feel like Avram. We have other moments that we're lying on an altar, someone's trying to slaughter us, about to be killed, Yitzchak moments. And then we have Emunos Chabalelos, we have the Yaakov moments. And the reason we don't just say simply, Elokei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, even though it would be more efficient, is because it would be a disservice. It would deny the differentiated relationships. It would deny the fact that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov each were unique, each discovered a unique relationship with Hashem, and every one of us too. Not only do we each have our own relationship with Hashem, every day we have a different and unique relationship. They shouldn't blend together. Who we are on any given day, what's going on in our life, will bring a different attitude and a relationship towards Him. And the very way we begin the Amidah gives us that license and that permission.